हरे राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी, राधा माधव जय गोपी जनवल्लभा, जय गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन, जय गिरिवरधारी, जय यशोदानंदन, जय व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन, जय व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय कुंज वि हारी यमुना कुंज विहार, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, कुंज विहारी गोपी जन जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी की, श्री श्री राधावन बिहारी की, श्री श्री गौर निताई की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की नंतरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की नितय गौर प्रेमानंदी All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 15th chapter, text number 15. Yatra chadya pumanaste Bhagavan shabda gocharah सत्वं विष्टभ्य विरजम् स्वानाम् नो मृडयन् वृषः यत्र चाद्यः पुमानास्ते भगवान् शब्दगोचरः सत्वं विष्टभ्य विरजम् स्वानाम् नो मृडयन् वृषः यत्र चाद्यः पुमानास्ते भगवान् शब्दगोचरः सत्वं विष्टभ्य विरजम् स्वानां नो मृडयन् वृषः Yatra in the Vaikuntha planets. Cha and Adhyaha original. Puman person. Aste is there. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shabda Gocharaha understood through the Vedic literature. Sattvam, the mode of goodness. Pishthabhya accepting virajam uncontaminated swanam of his own associates naha as mridayan increasing happiness vrishaha the personification of religious principles translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki In the Vaikuntha planets is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the original person, and who can be understood through the Vedic literature. He is full of the uncontaminated mode of goodness. That's called Vishuddha Sattva. With no place for passion or ignorance, he contributes religious progress for the devotees. Purport: the kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual sky cannot be understood by any process other than hearing from the description of the Vedas. No one can go see it. In this material world also, one who is unable to pay to go to a far distant place by motorized conveyances can only understand about that place from authentic books. Similarly, the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky are beyond this material sky. The modern scientists who are trying to travel in space are having difficulty going even to the nearest planet, the moon, to say nothing of the highest planets within the universe. There is no possibility that they can go beyond the material sky, enter the spiritual sky, and see for themselves the spiritual planets Vaikuntha. Therefore, the kingdom of God in the spiritual sky can be understood only through the authentic descriptions of the Vedas and Puranas. In the material world, there are three modes of material qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. But in the spiritual world, there is no trace of the modes of passion and ignorance. There is only the mode of goodness, which is uncontaminated by any tinge of ignorance or passion. In the material world, even if a person is completely in goodness, he is sometimes subject to be polluted by the tinges of the modes of ignorance and passion. But in the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual sky, only the mode of goodness in its pure form exists. The Lord and His devotees reside in the Vaikuntha planets, and they are of the same transcendental quality, namely Shuddha Sattva, the mode of pure goodness. The Vaikuntha planets are very dear to the Vaishnavas, and for the progressive march of the Vaishnavas towards the kingdom of God, the Lord helps His devotees. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuh Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Saavadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I'm very sorry to disappoint all of you. You must have awaited Baladev Prabhu's class with great anticipation today. I'm sorry he had to go somewhere today. So I've been asked to become a poor substitute for him. But whatever comes to my heart based on what I've been studying, I will try to share. Yesterday was the beginning verse of the Vaikuntha planet's description. வசந்தி யத்ர புருஷாஹ சர்வே வைகுண்டமூர்த்தய அனிமித்த நிமித்தேன தர்மேண ஆராதயன் ஹரிம். வித் தட் த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் த வைகுண்ட வாசிஸ் பிகேன். அண்ட் டுடே இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ் தெர் இஸ் அ மென்ஷன் அபவுட் த சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஹெட், ஹூ ஆல்சோ இஸ் ஆஃப் த சேம் குவாலிட்டி. யத்ர சாத்ய புமான் ஆஸ்தே, this puman is not ordinary jiva but the supreme lord. Adya puman, adya puman means the original personality of godhead, based on whose form all the jivas like us, we have achieved our forms. The human like form is originally the form of the supreme lord. So adya puman aste bhagavan Shabda Gocharaha means the Lord is only approachable by Shabda Praman or by the Vedic sound, which is also in Bhagavatam called as Shruta Ikshita Panth. Shruta Ikshita means we see him by hearing about him, and by hearing about him, as we keep hearing with great faith and practicing sadhana, then gradually the same Lord will become visible to the eyes. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that those who are very exalted can see the Siddhas flying in the sky. Like Dhruva Maharaj could see some Siddhas flying in the sky on the seventh day, eighth day of his practice. So in this way, when one becomes exalted in consciousness, tada pashyati vastu sukshmam, it is mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, then one can see things which the common living entities cannot see. Just like we can see the three gunas in action in this world. If we have studied the Shastra and we also are practicing Shastra, we can see the gunas in action in this world. Whereas those who are dull and those who are materialistic, they cannot see. They will not be able to see the soul. They will not be able to see the three gunas, how the soul is being conducted by Maya in this world. They can't see that. So just as we can see something what the other common living entities cannot see, similarly exalted people can see something which we cannot see. Just like we see the sunlight now, based on this we can say there is sun in the sky, although the clouds may not allow us to see it. But still we can confidently say there is a sun in the sky. In the same manner, the exalted personalities can see Vaikuntha planet. Along with the Lord's energies, which are expanding from there into the material world also. And all the energies are making everything move and function in this world. They can see like that. Just like when you see smoke, you have an indication there must be fire also. Without fire, there is no smoke. In case you're walking in a jungle, you see a big smoke coming up in the sky, you know somebody is living in a cottage where lighting up fire and some smoke is coming. Similarly, material world, which is like a smoke, is an indication that there is spiritual world, which is like original fire. And when we increase that fire, then the smoke doesn't exist anymore. Similarly, when we become purified by practicing Krishna consciousness, then material world vanishes. Actually, material world vanishes doesn't mean we have to necessarily leave the material world and go to spiritual world. Material world vanishes means even the existence of material world is of no consequence to a pure devotee. It does not affect or contaminate the consciousness of a pure devotee. It exists, but it doesn't pose any stumbling block or trouble in the consciousness of a pure devotee, material world. Which means material world vanishes. As explained in the Hamsavatar teachings of Lord Hamsa, he is telling that, Lord Hamsa is saying that when one's consciousness becomes completely absorbed in the Lord, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanatra. So In the Hamsa Avatar, Lord Hamsa is telling, when one's consciousness is completely absorbed in the Supreme Lord, it is like a magnet and a wood placed together. The material enjoyment, the senses and sense objects are like a magnet and a wood placed together. Is there any attraction? There's no attraction. Whereas when the Krishna consciousness is not awakened, then the senses and sense objects are like a magnet and iron. They immediately get attracted, senses and sense objects. So, in this way, Prabhupada is explaining, Bhagavan, Shabda Gocharaha. The Lord is only approachable through the Vedic sound. Through that, only Lord can be seen. Elsewhere in Bhagavatam, it is said, Vicharasi Uru Swanaha. Like that it is said. Vicharasi Uru Swanaha means, as we keep reading through the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can gradually see the presence of Lord Krishna smiling and performing various activities through this sound vibration. Vicharasi Uru Swanaha. So, the Lord is present in the sound vibration. As the sound vibration is heard in the Guru Parampara, He will reveal Himself. He will come out of the pages of Bhagavatam, and not only with His beautiful form, but also with His qualities, with His activities and pastimes. He will reveal Himself. So, Satvam Vishtabhya Virajam. You see, the spiritual world is free from Rajas, free from the lower nature of Rajaguna, Tamaguna. Even in the material world, these gunas are very prominent. I was hearing a pastime of Lord Adikeshava Perumal in South India. So this Lord Adikeshava, there is a pastime that once there were two demons, Kesha and Keshi, brother and sister, like Ravana and Sharpanaka, like that. So these two demons became extremely powerful and they were creating trouble all over the world. And they were very difficult to kill for anybody. Nobody could, you know, surpass them, nobody could beat them. Then all the devatas went to Brahma and Brahma prayed to Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu told them not to worry. At one point of time, Lord Anantashesh went and captured this demon. And as soon as Lord Vishnu saw Anantashesh has captured him, immediately Lord Vishnu went and lied on Anantashesh so that the demon cannot come out. He was captured in the coils of Ananta and Lord lied on Anantashesh. Then his sister Keshi was giving him clue, you come through the coils outside. So Lord posted some 7 or 8 Shivalingas on all the directions so that in case the demon comes out, Shiva will take care. He will make sure he will remain inside only. He cannot come out. So Lord Vishnu is assisted by Anantashesh. And Anantashesh is assisted by his devotee, Lord Shiva. All this is to keep the rajas of the demons down. Virajam, see. So in the spiritual world, there is no rajas. Whereas in material world, the rajas has to be kept under control by the Lord's power. So the Lord controls the demoniac propensities in this world. The demoniac propensities, in this world, especially of rajas and tamas. Sattva is also contaminated, but that is not often spoken so much because sattva is close to Shuddha Sattva, and sattva can be anukul for awakening one's Shuddha Sattva platform. It can be favorable, whereas the rajas and tamas, they are unfavorable and they are often degrading, contaminating to the living entity. So just as Lord Adikeshava is performing this beautiful Leela, the Lord performs many pastimes like this, subduing the demons, protecting the devotees, and re-establishing religious principles. And also the Lord says these pastimes are relishable by the devotees also. Because the Lord behaves in humorous ways that charms the hearts of devotees also, increasing their love and attraction for Him. So, the spiritual world, Prabhupada here in this first part of the purport, He explains about the sattva, rajas, tamas in this world. First part of the purport, Prabhupada explains about how No one can find out spiritual world with material empirical approach. And then the second part he speaks about the three gunas. So the scientists have been always trying to find out what is beyond. Like when you look at the sky, it appears like a never-ending phenomenon. Where does it end? Although it's a material thing, still that material phenomenon is not approachable by our brain. So many scientists have had meetings regarding where the sky ends, how long does it go? Is the Brahmanda egg-shaped? Has it got a radius and diameter or something? Or it is like a space is unending in all directions. One time Einstein was in a meeting. He said, if we throw a torch light and that light were to travel and touch the universe, then it reflects back. Based on the reflection particles which we will get, we can know the radius of the universe. That's what they said. So, of course, people try to send torches, but then you need a high intensity torch. High intensity light to reach the end of the universe and come back. Till now nobody has done research and found out what is the exact diameter of the Brahmanda, except what you get in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So they were looking for some ghostly images which they may get to see on the shell of the universe, which they may get to see, but which is pretty far away. So what to speak of reaching the end of the universe, even the awareness of the scientists of what is existing in the same planet is also very limited. You know, when were the gorillas found? Just a couple of centuries ago. It was not known before. There are many creatures you will find in African safari, you will see, which scientists introduce as something they are just now coming to know, which existed for a very long time. Every time. So you will find there are many mysteries and secrets even on Earth. Say, for example, somebody wants to know about Bermuda Triangle. Only problem is if you go there to see it, you will be swallowed inside. Because they say the Bermuda Triangle is such a zone where any aeroplane goes, it is just sucked inside. If you put a 10-year-old boy over the Bermuda Triangle, within next few seconds he becomes 90-year-old. So time is extremely fast in flowing in that Bermuda Triangle. Now there are even 1 hour, 2 hour movies also on Bermuda Triangle. They are researching more to find out. Although it is on Earth, we have very little knowledge about it. It is existing in a different dimension, though being on Earth itself. So what to speak of the other planets, whenever Shastras talk about Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Vidyadharas, Kimpurushas and Rakshasas, Yakshas, sometimes modern educated man may ridicule, saying that, you know, these are all figment of imagination. Where is life on any other planet other than on Earth? They say, we have found out in Moon, you know, there is no water for the living entities to exist. Actually, the Moon is the one which supplies juices to all the vegetables. And Prabhupada said, these fellows are saying there is no water there. The juice for our planet, vegetables and fruits, comes from the Moon. And they are saying there is no availability of any supply of juices there. So we have very little knowledge of the other planets around. Like, for example, when they are watching the planets like Venus or like Mercury or Mars, based on one or two little observations, they come to conclusions. Like they are saying, this Mercury, when it is revolving like this around the sun. That means one side of the planet is facing the sun always. Other side of the planet is completely not facing. Which means one side is frozen, one side is fiery. So there are some planets. So how they arrived at this conclusion, if you see, based on some calculations, just like Kepler's laws is based on some calculations. Just because the calculation, you get an end result, doesn't mean the mathematical procedure you adopted is right. Sometimes two mistakes also bring the result very quickly. In mathematics, you will see that. Similarly, the planets, what they are talking about, they see and they concoct. Sometimes two scientists say just the opposite. Like when they were looking at Venus, one scientist said, we see a cloudy portion above around the planet. So one fellow said, there must be
boiling oils over the planet, boiling oil oceans, he said. Maybe we can find out whether we can get oil for our planet. We are already running short of oil. One fellow said. Another fellow, after some months, he published a paper. He said, you know, I think the surface of Venus is frozen completely, because of which there is a fog around. Just see how much opposite type of readings they will come about. This is the kind of things they... So you will find about one of the nearest planets, they have no information, proper information. And Prabhupada is challenging here. What will they know beyond this world, beyond this Brahmanda? Now somebody may say, hey, you are trying to give some justification for not having a proof for the spiritual world. You people cannot prove. You are having some figment of imagination that there is some spiritual world. There are so many nice things there. Everything is wonderful. You are imagining because you are fed up here, so you want to go to some place. So you are imagining. So some people will say, maybe there are some fellows, like in one of the science institutes in Bangalore, one of our Kadakpur boys had gone home. So when he met those scientists and he was talking to them about the four defects due to which we cannot find the truth properly. When he gave the presentation, everything, they were very impressed and they said, yes, we agree. Our scientific researchers are all defective. They also said, we are confident that what we know now is not the ultimate truth. You know, we may know something better tomorrow. And there are a lot of defects that, from our system that go into it also. So then he told them, then why don't you accept the Vedas? Oh, sorry, that also we don't accept. They said, why? Oh, we have so many doubts about this, whether this is true or that is true. So then what do you believe? They said, we believe in nothing. This is agnostic. So they get nowhere. They have neither faith in science nor faith in the Vedas. They are like Trishanku in between. So this is the contribution of modern education. You can see they can make you agnostic. You can get nowhere. So the Shastras say that there is a way to understand how spiritual world exists. Even with the things you can see, you can understand that which is not seen. Just like, for example, you see the electric bulb glowing. You don't have to necessarily see the electricity. You don't have to touch a live wire and get a shock to understand electricity exists. You can see a bulb and understand that there is passage of electricity due to which the bulb is glowing. Similarly, there are things we can see by which we can understand the spiritual world exists. One of the very first things is the qualities of saintly persons, which is remarkably different in comparison to the common populace. The common people in this world always they are geared towards selfishness and sense gratification. On the other hand, the saintly persons, they are always selfless and working for the suffering of others, trying to liberate the living entities from suffering. And you will see the qualities of saintly persons is so exalted that it even charms the hearts of materialists also. Dhira, dhira janapriya. One time, some Jamindar became envious of one saintly person. So he sent one of his servants, go and spit on his face so that when he becomes angry, then everybody will come to know that he is not a sadhu of elevated character. So when the servant went to spit on his face, he spat and the sadhu didn't say a word. He went and took a bath in the Ganges and came back. Again that fellow spat on his face. Again he took a bath. And this went on probably around 50, 60 times. So this fellow's mouth started paining. He started crying. Sir, when will you get fed up and become angry with me? You know, I am an appointed servant of the Jamindar. It seems I cannot make you angry. My mouth is paining now. How many more times I have to do? So that saintly person said, why will I become angry with you? Because of you spitting on me, I am getting to take bath in Ganges so many times. So 50, 60 times I have taken bath, he said. So this is not an exaggeration. It is a fact that great saintly persons, their tolerance knows no limits. Their tolerance or compassion or... you see, when we say non-violence means, you know, you don't torture the ants, you don't torture the butterflies, you don't kill the goat, you don't cut the chicken. Okay, that is one type of non-violence. A greater degree of non-violence is not only not harming the other living entities, but to not strike back somebody who is harming us. Like Parikshit Maharaj is being cursed by Sringi. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, you find some examples of people cursing back. Kacha and Devayani, they are cursing back each other. It is not very amazing. That's a common tendency in the material world, tit for tat. Whereas you find exalted persons like Parikshit Maharaj or Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they don't strike back when they are injured by somebody. Now, more exalted than not strike back is to cultivate well wishes for those who are harming us. Like Draupadi is cultivating good wishes for Ashwatthama. Although Ashwatthama had killed the 5 children of Draupadi, still she wants him to be relieved, to feel good wishes for them. More exalted than feeling good wishes is to be willing to lay down all one's pious credits, all one's good activities done for the sake of saving an enemy, like what Ambarish Maharaj did. Ambarish Maharaj is praying to Sushin Chakra, take all my pious credits and save this poor Brahmana. So this is unimaginable, to save the enemy. And even more exalted is Vasudev Datta or even Ranti Dev. Those who are praying, my Lord, when I see any living entity suffering, that really pierces my heart. So he's saying, may the suffering of all the living entities in the world be given to me. Let me suffer alone. Living in their midst, he's telling. Living in their midst, let me suffer. And let them be freed. And let them live happily. So that is even more exalted prayer. There is a pastime of how once Janaka Maharaj, when he was ascending to spiritual abode, on the way he came across the hell. But in hell, all the living entities were being fried like a puri. Some of them were being beaten and whipped by so many, Yamakinkaras. And they were all screaming and weeping. And he was standing at the gate of Yamaloka and watching them. So he felt pity. At that time, a puff of wind that blew touched his body and touched those suffering living entities. And immediately their suffering was mitigated. They are wondering, they were being fried in puri, but the oil became cool like, cold drinks. And they were all wondering, how? What happened? Then they looked to the gate and they saw Janak Maharaj. They were all smiling towards him. They said, thank you, be there only. And I never leave that place, be there. So after some time came for him to go to Vaikuntha, but then he was supposed to go. And Yamaraj also came and wished him, offered him obeisances. Then Yamaraj said, you can proceed, this is not your place. You are supposed to go to spiritual world. When he was about to leave, all the living entities screamed because they said, don't go, don't go. If you go, then we all, again our suffering will resume back. So he was in a dvandva, what to do? At that time, Yamaraj said, one morning of your chanting the holy names of the Lord, that you contribute to this jivas. You give argyam, just like our 16 rounds of chanting, you offer it. That is good enough to liberate all these souls, he said. And then he did that. And then all those living entities suffering in hell were liberated. And then Janaka also went to spiritual abode after that. So the reason I was telling you, to feel for all the suffering of living entities all over the creation, that is very exalted. So we can talk about different degrees of tolerance, patience, and selflessness of great living. Now this is not the only quality. There are innumerable qualities like this. Not only that, this is not only with somebody who is a Hindu sadhu. You can also have somebody who is a Christian, somebody who is a Francis said, I feel like kissing the lepers, he said. They are children of God. Of course, we may fear to kiss the lepers. At least we need not feel hatred for them. At least, if we cannot kiss them. We may not want to go near them. At least we don't develop hatred for them. So you will find in every religion, this tolerance and humility, all these things are explained, you will find. There's a story in Quran of how one lady used to throw all the garbage from the top of the house on Muhammad when he would be walking on the road. And it happened about 5-6 days when the old lady became bedridden. Then 6th day, when he didn't find her throwing, He climbed up to go and see her, and she was bedridden, screaming, weeping. Her whole body was burning like fire. She got some special type of disease. Her whole body was burning. Doctor opened their hands and said, "We can't help you. We don't know what's your disease." So because she had committed a great aparadha to a great Mahatma, so she got her whole body burning. At the time, Muhammad looked at her, and then she was crying, and she admitted her fault. Then simply by his glance, she became all right, completely well. After that, got cured. So she was telling, "You are an exalted soul who not only not complained about what I was doing, but you have come to save my life," she said. So when we study about the behavior of Vaishnavas in just like you find Jesus is telling those two fellows who were put on the cross, he was telling one of them who was God-fearing, he said, "Today evening I shall meet you in the heaven," he said. And then the other fellow was blaspheming devotees and God. He said, "My dear Lord, forgive him, for he knows not what he is saying." So sinner, he forgave. And a person who aligned with God, he wanted him to get a position in God's kingdom. So you will find, when we carefully, attentively study the qualities of saintly people, it is very typical all over the world. We know Haridas Thakur, delivering the prostitute. There's a similar pastime in Tukaram also. When one lady was sent by this Salimalo, one of the villains, when Tukaram heard, he started, playing his, and he started dancing when she was singing. Somebody may tend to think, he's attracted by her singing. But what attracted him was not her, but the beautiful song about Krishna. So when she stopped the song, he told her, "Oh mother, you look like Rukmini, who is glorifying Krishna. How wonderful it is." She said, no, don't say all this. I have come for another purpose." And then when she revealed her purpose, he said, "We are Haridasas. We have no business, doing such things with opposite sex. We are only..." And then he preached to her in such a manner, she became a devotee also. So in this way, you will find all over the world, the saintly persons have a typical nature. They have no attraction for the opposite sex, but they have attraction for the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Purusha. They accept themselves as Prakriti. Like in the Bible, there is one Matthews who wrote a poem of considering himself a female and the Supreme Lord Christ as a male. So when he wrote this, many people thought he has gone berserk. What is the writing? Probably he is writing some love story in his own life, connecting with God, they thought. But he actually has written in the mood of a gopi. So you will find in all religions, considering oneself like the Sufis also, they worship Ram and Krishna. You will find when they come to their most mature stage of spiritual life, they treat God as a Supreme Purusha and oneself as Prakriti. And that relationship is experienced whether you are externally a Muslim, you are a Christian, you are a Hindu. Ultimately, the soul is Prakriti and Krishna is Purusha. So, the qualities and the behavior of saintly persons is a very great punching proof for the existence of a pure world. The material body is created by the material energy, material world. And the spiritual, spirit soul has to have a spiritual world from where he has come. Just like the material body is interacting with the three modes in the material nature and trying to taste the objects produced by the three modes. Karanam guna sangosya sadasat yoni janmasu. But what is the problem in that? Matter means it's dark. Spirit is bright. Matter is heavy. Spirit is light. So Prabhupada says, like when a father is walking with a small child, he doesn't have to lift the child. He can just show his finger like this. And the child can hold. And the father is walking and the child is floating. Why the child is floating on the ground along with the father catching the finger? Because there is spirit soul in the heart of the child. So the body is light. But moment the spirit soul leaves the body becomes heavy, you will find. That's why the dead bodies are heavy, you will find. So matter is heavy, but spirit is light. So matter is dark and the spirit is brilliant. Effulgent, self-effulgent also. Everyone in the spiritual world is self-effulgent. And that's why there is no need of sun or moon or electricity in the spiritual world. Everybody gives light to one another. Huh? Their bodies are self-effulgent spiritual world. Yeah. And also, matter is pain-producing. Spirit is bliss-producing. The nature of spirit is because it is Vishuddha Sattva. And the Lord is also Vishuddha Sattva. And there is no Rajas, Tamas in spiritual world. There is only every moment after moment there are spiritual, pure spiritual exchanges with the Lord or between the living entities in connection to the Lord. Because of which there is a continuous exchange of spiritual bliss between one another. Whereas in material world, everybody gives misery to one another. We exchange misery in the material world. I give you some misery, you give me some more misery. Back and return. Material world is a place where living entities exchange miseries. Spiritual world is a place where the living entities exchange spiritual bliss. Like you see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking this Raghupati Upadhyay. He is saying, you know, which is the best place for glorifying the Lord? He is saying, Vrindavan. Who are the best devotees? Who are the most exalted? He is saying the gopis. Who is the best form of the Lord to be worshipped? He is saying Vrajendra Nandan. He is telling. Mahaprabhu is asking these questions as if he doesn't know. But he is asking out of ecstasy. He is feeling so much ecstasy, he wants to hear again and again about Vrajendra Nandan and Vrindavan Dham and the gopis when he is speaking. So in this way, the devotees give doses of bliss to one another in spiritual world. They exchange. The more they, just like once my spiritual master was telling one couple when they got newly married and came to meet him, he was telling, between the couple, that should be divine couple, he said. Between the couple, that should be divine couple. And he said, the divine couple is condensed bliss. Their leelas is actually condensed bliss. And if they remain between two of you, then the relationship will be very sweet also. When that is actually our medium of exchange between two. So that is spiritual world. So spirit is bliss producing, matter is pain producing. Although it is very easily available. Now why the material world, you know, afflicted by the contamination of three gunas cannot satisfy us? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna makes it very, very clear. All the objects in the material world are all changeable. They are all changeable. Changeable means, you know, those who have jet black hair, that becomes white hair. Those who have clean faces, they become wrinkled faces. You will see that. Those who are young, they become old. Those who are old are sent to graveyard. You cannot, you know, in the material world, change is the law. Everything changes. Old order changeth, yielding place to new. In this way, you will find, because of the change, the beauty doesn't remain in the material world. The beauty is finished as one gets older and older. And everything is perishable also. Even if somebody is hale and healthy and very good looking, even till 60, 70, still he continues to act in movies. Even after 60, 70, some people. But they'll be finished eventually by the slap of time, by the separating sword of time. So things are perishable also. And things are shown to the living entity to develop attachment and they are taken away so that living entities can lament. That's what is done. Chitraketu and his wife, they are saying about their son Harshashoka. Child was shown, they developed attachment after that was taken away. Then they were weeping and crying. That is material world, filled with shoka and moha in the material world. Whereas in the spiritual world, the Lord does not change. His body is spiritual, it is permanent, and it is everlasting. And neither the Lord dies nor the Jiva dies. And the relationship never dies. You see. Similarly, in the material world, you will find all the objects are subjected to duality. Duality means sukha dukkha. Sukha dukkha, mana apaman, shita ushna. You cannot get only sukha. It's not possible. Any commodity you get, you have to also get some usefulness from it and some suffering also from it. Like you see, you have a bike. Somebody thinks, you know, instead of a bike, if I have a car, it is better. Certainly, car is better because one grihastha devotee was telling in Pune, Prabhuji, I used to come with my wife on bike, but the problem is, morning the dogs chases. When the dog is running behind the bike, the wife gets frightened. She says, dog is looking at me and you are in the front. The man driving the bike, he doesn't have to see the dog, but she has to see the dog. So then he got a car. Car is very wonderful, but what is the problem with the car? You know, you have to, not only you have to take bath, you have to bathe the car also. Every day. You know, if it, you know, if your body has a sickness, you go to doctor, but the car has some broken part, you have to take it to garage. You know, you have to clean the car, you have to pay tax for the car, you have to spend for the petrol of the car. So, in this world, you cannot get only happiness with any object. Think of any object. Why do people marry? They marry to become happy. But then when they marry, then they also have, we should be willing to accept both the sides. You know, when you marry, you get some happiness, but you also have to, you know, Prabhupada says, if you marry, then you have to give your wife sari and ornaments and house and fridge and TV and, you know, washing machine. And you have to work hard and earn money and bring and supply these things. You know, but Jayadutt Swami used to say, you want to marry? Costly affair. He used to say like that. So you should be ready to spend. It's not a one-sided thing. So this world is filled with dualities. You see, what the jnanis do to go beyond the duality, they say, see, only if I accept pleasure, the pain comes. Correct, no? Pain is like a shadow. If pleasure is a man coming, and the pain is like his shadow. So they say, we will not accept pleasure only. Then how will we get pain? This is jnani's approach. For that, what they do? They go to Himalayas, and they kick away pleasures also. What they do? In summer season, they put 5 fires around themselves. They put 4 sides fire, and also fire from the top also, which is sun. 5 fires they put. In summer season, anybody prefers fire around you? Everybody is going to AC room and trying to live a comfortable life. Similarly, in chill winter, Gangotri, Yamunotri, they go in, they break the ice and go into chill waters up to the neck, and they submerge themselves. So in this way, they deny the pleasures, thereby they deny the pain also. Because pleasure, see, the pain comes just like a fruit, it comes along with the cover also, correct, no? Similarly, the pleasure and pain come together as one package. So when you deny the pleasure, you also deny the pain also. But their way of doing away with pleasure and pain is a very painful process. Whereas the bhaktas, the devotees of the Lord, do it very easily. Bhaktas also deny pleasure and pain which is not connected to Krishna. But they accept the pleasure and pain which is connected to Krishna. For Krishna's sake, they will accept pain. If Krishna sanctions some pleasure, they will accept as a mercy given by Krishna. So by doing this, devotees also become free from material pleasure and pain completely. Material anxieties, just like the Vrijabhasis. Their anxiety was only to please Krishna. Like that. So the material world is characterized by duality. But a devotee transcends the duality by placing oneself in sattva-guna on a regular basis and aiming at Vishuddha-sattva always. Prabhupada says, if we want to keep our status quo in sattva-guna, it is only possible if we aim at Vishuddha-sattva. Because, if you aim at Vishuddha-sattva, at least we will be in sattva. If you aim at sattva, we will go to rajas or tamas. We are likely to come down. Just like Tata once said, if you aim at the sky, you will land up on the treetop. He said, if you aim at the treetop, you will be on the ground. If you aim at the ground, you will be buried. He said. So, we should aim at Vishuddha Sattva always. Then we can keep ourselves in Sattva. And we can go on. And Sattva Guna is a very conducive, anukul situation where one can understand the scriptures. One can cultivate the good qualities which resemble the qualities in Vishuddha Sattva. But still we should know the qualities in Sattva Guna are not completely pure. Ajamila was pure, but then he was not completely pure. His heart was still having contamination and he became polluted by bad association, you see. Whereas Vishuddha Sattva is a platform from where one will never fall down. It is a Vasudeva state. The permanent state. So that is the spiritual platform. The reason for that is, one's heart becomes filled with spiritual bliss, which is mercifully showered by the Lord in the heart of his devotee. In that situation, a devotee cannot be affected by the waves of rajas and tamas. The rajas and tamas is there in the material world, but the devotee is lifted beyond the waves of rajas and tamas. He always situates himself in the spiritual plane. Thus the devotee is unaffected by these gunas. And just as the Lord has a Vishuddha Sattva body, which is completely divine, resplendent with the spiritual substance, Chinmaya body, devotee also has a similar Chinmaya body. And the only commodity of exchange is spiritual bliss and service, which is performed voluntarily. Animitta nimitta, they say, you know, they were doing rendering service without any aspiration for sense gratification. In the spiritual world, it's a place filled with voluntary service. There is no grudging devotional service. There is only loving devotional service. There is love. You see, in order for us to come to that position, even the Vedic Varnashrama teaches us Nishkama Karma. The other day, our Alok Nimai Prabhu was speaking about Nishkama Karma. That is a ground level practice. Like you see a Brahmana, what he does. For example, a Brahmana goes to a house and he does some Purohit, he's doing some puja pat or anything. You know, he doesn't ask them anything. He will do that, like we also go to some house and we do kirtan and give a pravachan, sometimes well-wishers house and all. At the end, automatically they come and give some packet of money, which we don't ask. Do we ask them? Do we charge them? We don't. If they give charity, we accept. If they don't give any charity, we are happy that I could glorify Krishna. I could get a chance to glorify Krishna. So this is the Brahminical platform. Brahmanas think the service we render itself is reward. We don't need a separate reward. Similarly, the Kshatriyas also, if they say, imagine a woman is crying, weeping, somebody is attacking her. So a Kshatriya saves her. Then the woman and her father are coming and thanking Kshatriya. And the father is asking, how much money you want for saving my daughter? Will he take some money? No, he will say, I did my duty. So the performance of duty itself is reward for a Kshatriya also. You will see like that. In the same manner, you will find the Shudras also. They serve the above three classes, but they are actually not, they are only maintained by the above three classes. They are not given any salary. Because if the Shudras are given money, they will use it for wine and women. They are not given any money. They are only just maintained. And the Vaishya, who earns money, you may say, is he not fruitive? No. Vaishya is earning money. That money is not his. He is supposed to give charity to Brahmanas, tax to Vaishyas, and maintenance of Shudras. In this way, Vaishya's money is not his money. It is also Krishna's money. You will see that. So this is Vedic life. In Vedic life, you will find even in Varnashrama platform, the Nishkama Karma is taught. Where, you know, the service itself should be reward for us. Like we are Hare Krishna movement devotees. In our life also, when service itself becomes reward, then you can do service for your whole life happily and beyond also. When service becomes reward. So there is a saying in English, when you love a job, you don't have to work for a single day in your life. Because for you, work is not work. Work is fun. So our seva will become fun if we do it in this consciousness. We don't do seva so that we will get something in return. We do seva because seva itself is reward. So any pujari who dresses the deity in that consciousness, he will do it very happily lifelong. Any preacher who preaches, any book distributor who distributes books, any devotee, any cleaner who cleans, any service we do, we consider the service itself as reward. This is spiritual world. The spiritual world is like that. They think, oh, I got a service to do for the Lord. How fortunate I am. That is their feeling. So, more of the characteristics of the spiritual world are yet to come in this chapter. We will read in the subsequent verses. And it is very important for devotees to assimilate the principles of the spiritual world into their consciousness so that flavor of that consciousness permeates our senses, our heart, our dealings, our activities, so that we can live like a spiritual being even while being in this world. So I'll conclude with one example which His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving. So when I went to meet him once, he was telling, just a few minutes ago, he said one boy from abroad came and met me. He told me something Maharaj said that was very inspiring. So Maharaj said, this boy was telling about a pilot simulator. So he said, before the pilots are sent on the sky to fly, because it's a very risky thing, taking so many people. So they have a pilot simulator which looks like a plane. You have to go inside and sit. They put all gadgets all over your body. And then they give you many tests and trials. So you'll feel like you're flying in the sky and you have to turn right, you have to turn left, you have to go up, you have to go down. You have to take a U-turn and all that. So they try him for about 30 minutes or so. And then when all his senses are all, you know, covered with various gadgets, the buttons that he presses, the right buttons, and that is all recorded. After the 30 minutes, the supervisors will come and check when he is supposed to be on the sky, whether he pressed the right buttons or not. You are telling him that you should go right and he is going down. That means he pressed the wrong button, correct? No? So after 30 minutes, in case he has pressed the right buttons, he passed the test, then he is allowed to fly in the sky. Like that he was telling. So Maharaj, when he heard this example, he told that boy, this material body is also like a pilot simulator, Maharaj told him. Why? The soul, which is Yantra Rudani Mayaya, this machine of the material body in which the soul is situated, this soul has to behave exactly as he would behave in the spiritual world. That type of behavior we have to show while we are situated in the material body. If we show that, then we'll get a pass certificate. You are passed. Then we'll be allowed to go and have our dealing and activities in spiritual world. Because that behavior we have to show here. Only then you can go. So, which means it's not a very easy thing. When someone asked Prabhupada about devotees, Prabhupada said, most of the devotees in ISKCON will go to heavenly planets, Prabhupada said. And devotees are shocked. Prabhupada, all your lectures you say, back to Godhead, back to Godhead, back to Godhead. Suddenly now you are saying about heavenly planets. And Prabhupada said, what can I say? They want to combine sense gratification along with Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. If they want sense gratification, they will go to heaven. And then, Shuchinam Shimatam Gehi Yoga Brashto Bijayate. They will be born again. But if they practice Anya Bilashita Shunyam, one-pointed devotion service, then they will go back to spiritual world. So, we have to be like the spiritual beings. And the number one characteristic of spiritual beings is they never hanker for sense gratification, as it says here in this verse also. They are free from the raja, rajas of the material world, the three gunas of the material world. So just like Krishna is gunatit, the living entities also become gunatit. Then they can be transcendently attached to one another and they can reciprocate, loving reciprocation. And there is only ocean of bliss. There is all water is nectar, you know, all talk is singing, all everything is, you know, spiritual world will manifest here in this world. Because, like you see, when Yashoda and her friends are meeting, her friends are complaining. Hey, Yashoda, your son Krishna has stolen our butter, but they are singing a song. In material world, will you ever sing a song that you lost your mobile? I lost your laptop? But the spiritual world, every word is a song. Every walk is a dance. And all water is honey. So that spiritual nature will descend in this world in a community of devotees where everybody is endeavoring to practice spiritual life on the Vishuddha Sattva platform. At least aiming at that, we may repeatedly slip and fall to lower nature. But we keep endeavoring. And especially this chapter gives us clues of the nature of spiritual world, which if we hear with great enthusiasm and absorption, we may catch some of the scent of this wonderful Vaishnava qualities. Antara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So we are very happy to welcome His Grace Sevatula Prabhu, who is representing the deity worship ministry in India. And he's come here to inspect the readiness levels for us to welcome and install Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's accompanied by Radha Duti Prabhu, who also assists him in many of his projects in India. So let us extend a warm welcome to Sevatula Prabhu by loudly chanting. Haribo. Also, we would like to welcome His Grace Gopinath Chandra Prabhu from Chopadi. So, after Sankirtan Prabhu, who is now staying here for some time, now Gopinath Chandra Prabhu is going to stay here for a month. So, but as our rule is, do not approach them for classes till they themselves come forward. Thank you very much.